Here's a thought I'll title, The Problem with Scanning Negatives. And I'll bet a lot of you that are of my generation have a lot of negatives in your archives as well as digital files, because we grew up with film and we cataloged and preserved all of those negatives in acid-free materials. Cataloging negatives was actually a pretty big part of my first decade or two in photography, because I had been taught that that was what we were supposed to do. Organizing our negatives was as important as organizing our prints. I suppose the idea is that we could go back into our archives at any time we wanted and make a print. But like many of you now, I don't have a wet darkroom, so I can't go back and print those negatives, at least not with wet analog methods. Which leaves me the one alternative, which is to scan those negatives. With some frequency, when I open up Lightroom and look at my digital assets that are cataloged there and ready for my use in a project or to make a new print or whatever, I often think that, well, I'm looking at an incomplete inventory of my creative life, because so many of those images that I made in my youth are locked up in those negatives. Just for fun, I once went back and did a count and discovered that I have about 12,000 negatives. And if I were to wave a magic wand, what I would like to have is all 12,000 of those negatives in my Lightroom catalog as digital assets so that I could go back and use them now easily enough, just like I do with my digital assets. But because I haven't scanned those negatives, my creative life is sort of bifurcated, and I feel a certain pressure to go back and rescue those negatives from obscurity, which I've actually done a few times. I maybe have as many as 100 negatives that I've scanned and turned into digital assets and used in a project here or there. But one thing that amazes me every time I get so motivated and dig out my negatives and think I ought to do something with them is how bad they are. Not from a technical quality, although there's lots of that too. No, it's just that they were made in the first couple of decades of my photographic life when I was learning what I wanted to say and how I could say it with photography. And the vast majority of those 12,000 negatives aren't worth scanning, aren't worth even having as digital assets, because they're not very good pictures. The OCD in me wants to have them all as digital assets, but the pragmatic artist in me says maybe the 100 that I've scanned and used is enough, that going any deeper into those archives may not be very productive, because what I'm likely to find is not much of value or use. And besides, scanning is a lengthy procedure, and I'm not even sure my old scanner will work with my relatively new Windows 11 laptop. There may be an incompatibility issue I haven't even thought of. Scanning, of course, is not the only way to resurrect an old negative. One of the most creative ways is to simply photograph the negative with an appropriate backlight or light table with our high-resolution digital cameras, which gives us a beautiful negative, which then we can convert into a positive. So technologically, it's not that complicated. From a time commitment, it's really complicated. But from the perspective of creative value that I want to resurrect from those negatives, that's where things really get suspect. I have no doubt I would be much more motivated to resurrect some of those old negatives if they were just better images. But then again, if I don't scan those negatives or re-photograph them and try to do something with them in the digital workflow that I'm now using, maybe I'll never know what I'm missing. There may be some gems in there that I should really go back and take a look at. But then I bump into the tangible reality that any time I spend trying to resurrect old negatives will be robbing time from processing current assets or out in the world making more photographs. I guess the real problem with scanning negatives is the amount of time and energy it takes for something that might be of questionable value.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.